those connected with the work at Nashville. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 5, 1902. To those connected with the work at Nashville, my dear brethren, you are engaged in an important work, and the Lord calls upon you to take heed, to watch unto prayer, to make straight paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. Work with an eye single to the glory of God, with a sense of your individual responsibility. Remember that the Lord alone can make your efforts successful. He is the beginning, the author and finisher of your faith. In the past, you have had the wrestling part of your work to do. You have met with many trials. For your encouragement, I am instructed to tell you that the Lord has a deep interest in the work in Nashville, and that He will help every one of you if you will cooperate with Him. The Lord desires you to move onward and upward. He calls upon you to be careful to take the right path. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7, verse 13, 14. The path of the just is as the shining light, which shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 4, verse 18. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Psalm 32, verse 1, 2, 89, 15. Do you understand the question that the lawyer put to Christ? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? Christ laid upon the lawyer the burden of answering his own question. What is written in the law? How readest thou? He asked. And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Luke 10, verse 25 to 29. Jesus then related an incident that had lately taken place. A certain man, going from Jerusalem to Jericho, was robbed and left by the roadside, wounded and dying. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. Did he help the one so sorely in need of help? No, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked at him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, Christ asked, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Verses 30 to 37. This scripture certainly outlines our work without any question. Faith without works is dead, being alone. James 2, verse 17. When the Lord created trees, He commanded them to bear fruit. And Christ said to us, Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. John 15, verse 8. Those who receive the truth into good and honest hearts will bear fruit to the glory of God. They will reveal the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. When Jesus would prove to John the Baptist that he was the Messiah, he said to John's messengers, Go, and show John the things which ye do see and hear. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Matthew 11, verse 4, 5. The fruit that he bore in his life was his answer to John's question. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Luke 10, verse 27. These words are to be engraved on the tablets of the heart. In the sight of the world, it is going to extremes to love God supremely and our neighbor as ourself. But this is what God requires. He says to us, "Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Dearly beloved, I beseech you as pilgrims and strangers, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. 1 Peter 2, verse 9, 11, 12, 15. The plans and counsels of God's workers are to be thoroughly sifted from the chaff of worldly policy. Their work is to be carried forward with Christ-like simplicity. Remember that he who takes the position of a criticizer greatly weakens his own hands. God has not made it the duty of men or of women to find fault with their fellow workers. The world is filled with the same baleful influences that led the Jews to reject Christ, the greatest teacher the world has ever known. Transgression is developing in a most marked manner. My brethren, avoid selfishness and covetousness, for it is idolatry. This sin is eating into the hearts of those who are determined to be rich. In their pursuit of gain, they place themselves in most terrible danger. Not a vestige of avarice or a sign of greed will be seen in the life of a Christian gentleman. He will not do one fraudulent action. As Seventh-day Adventists, let us be sure that we bear the sign of God. Is this something that is seen? No, it is unseen. It is the consecrated mind placed wholly on the Lord's side. Those who work in the southern field, a field so difficult and so poverty-stricken, need constantly to receive grace from on high. They need a power out of and above themselves. Only by the help of God can they gain true success. Again and again has this been evidenced. The workers who have not lived to themselves, who have put self out of sight, following where Jesus leads the way, practicing self-denial in order to open up the work in new fields. God has made to sit in heavenly places with Christ. Our help is from Him. I have not written to you before because I have not been able to. I have been under a heavy strain. My mind would not let me rest. But at last my brain gave out. I suffered great pain in my head and eyeballs. I have not yet fully recovered and cannot endure much taxation. I am sleeping better than I was, but cannot find the rest that I need so much, because I have so much writing to do. I was sitting in my room on Sabbath morning, thinking about the perplexities of the work and wondering, what shall I do? When a little bird hopped onto the windowsill and poured forth from his throat such a flood of song as set my heart free for a time. I believe that the bird was God's messenger to me. I am determined to put my trust in God. I thank Him that I have been so wonderfully sustained. I want to do much more work for Him before I lay off my armor.